What's popping, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Pop Podcast. And as usual, it's me, the host with the most, Fumi Pepe, and...
And Josh, the guest who has to rest. No, that goes to be good. Don't worry, I'll still find one. So guys, I'm out of his closet this week again until I pay him my debt.
Yeah. So if you guys are tired of having Josh on the show, just pay his ransom. Josh, how much is your ransom?
2,000 naira.
Wow, that's so cheap.
Yes, I'm that cheap.
Wow. So anyways, if you're out there and you want Josh out, send 2K to... I'll drop the account number down below. So,
wow, yeah. Why can't I say my own account number? Why?
If you say it, I will edit.
Why
it.
Are okay, you the one it. Dropping? Okay, my account number is 0.
Okay, welcome back to another episode. In this week's episode, we are going to be talking about Josh. You have no idea, but
nope.
I guess you should have an idea of who this person is. Again, it's the... For those that are not aware, this is the continuation of our series, People You Should Know, But You Don't, But Now You Know. And today, Josh, drum roll please, Josh. We're going to be looking at... Anyways, I'll cue in a proper drum roll now. Queen Amina.
Amina, it sounds like the name of one fine girl like this that I knew. But you said like I should not have an idea. But
I said queen, so definitely you've never met any queen before, have you?
Wow.
Exactly. So but seriously, you've never heard of Queen Amina?
I've heard of her, but I don't really know much. I've heard like she was one, I think, is she from Zaria or something? But she was a warrior, that's all I've heard.
Yeah.
And the rumor that she used to knock people and kill them. Is that true?
Anyway, we'll find out. So, okay. Queen Amina, also known as the Warrior Queen of Zazao. I like that name.
Zazao. Portable will be proud.
Yes, yeah, Zazu. Nami sings Zazu.
Are you mad or something? Nami gets Zazu.
But it's Zazu.
Yeah, you know, putting like that, man. Why do you laugh like this?
Rest.
He's pain now.
Rest. People are laughing. Trust me, they are laughing. Anyway, so. To where this story starts from, in the year 1533, a queen was born. Seriously, that's the only time you should use that statement. You know, these people that they are doing birthday, they're like, oh, October 30, a queen was born.
I mean, anytime I did, I used to limit it to only one person to view it.
You said?
Never mind.
You get it? If you don't get it, forget about it.
So, in the year 1533, like I said, Amina was born to a family, a royal family. She was born into a royal family. She was born the eldest daughter of King
Nekatau,
this 22nd ruler of Zazao, and Queen
Bakwa Turunku.
Amina was the eldest daughter, and she had two other siblings. She was the eldest daughter and the oldest child at the same time, Sha, because she had a younger sister named Zaria and a younger brother named Karami. And Zaria, obviously, is a name you should be familiar with.
Okay, Kaduna.
Well, the kingdom of Zazao was renamed to Zaria. In the early 20th century, in the early 20th century by the British.
Okay.
Yeah, so modern day Zaria used to be Zazao. And funny enough, from the best to the... Like I did some looking into this whole Zaria thing, and there's not much known about her. I don't know why the British chose to rename Zazao after the daughter, and why they chose Zaria as the name, but maybe that's a story for another day, Sha.
It was probably more like, it was probably easier for them to pronounce.
Sorry?
And Zazao. It was probably easier for them to pronounce than Zazao.
Zaria, I feel like Zazao is more powerful. Like, how, where can I go to Zazao?
What the fuck?
How shall I ever find Zaria? There is more power. Zazao.
This is proof that you are never getting your visa to the UK or anything. What the fuck?
Back to the story. So, okay. Back to Amina. At a very early age, it was apparent that she was very uninterested in like the whole royal family thing. Rather, she was more into like combat and all that fighty stuff. That in fact, there is a story that says that like Amina was once caught by her grandmother, and she was holding a dagger. When the grandmother just walked inside the room and like, ha, Amina, and what was even more surprising to the grandmother was not even the fact that she was holding the dagger, but the fact that she was holding the dagger exactly how a warrior would. So it's like, you get at a very young age, it's like, how do you learn and you already mastered stuff like that? In short, warrior no more. Warrior no more latele. Yes. And your Bulu Snoof. You know Bulu?
Oh, Bulu Snoof. Aji. Joba Aluko.
So you can say she was moving with a cloak and dagger. Yeah, I think we're not the 80s in this podcast.
They do. But aside the whole war fighting or something, another thing that was apparent was that she was very much curious about this whole the political and military matters, that so much so that she always, because she spent a lot of time with her grandfather, and her grandfather were very close, so the grandfather brought her into like meetings, like all these political meetings. She would attend the meetings and she was learning strategy from him, learning all this militates right from the, and right at a very young age. I'm talking like, this is like 8, 9, 10 kind of getting where she was doing all these things. And at the same time, she would be training combat and fighting whatever with the palace soldiers, with the palace guards, and sometimes even the soldiers, just, you know, basically she was just into all this. It was apparent that her passion, that's where her passion was. Now, due to how involved she was in this whole, you know, from a very young age, you're showing interest in politics, you're showing interest in military combat, all this thing, it was no surprise that at just 16 she was named
Magajia.
I think I pronounced that properly. Magajia, which is rest, which is the heir apparent, so the who is going to succeed the or take the throne, the person that's going to take the throne after whatever, just 16. So with this came a lot of there was a lot of attention. Do you understand? Like, oh wow, I just been named the Magajia of Zazao. So she got a lot of advances from different suitors that wanted her hand in marriage, and the men were offering different kinds of elaborate gifts, or out of this, you understand, extraordinary gifts, just to try to persuade Amina into marrying them. In fact, one of the gifts, Abi, one of the offerings I saw that was mind-blowing was, there was this one man that was offering Amina 10 slaves every day, like daily supply of 10, like he was just sending 10 slaves every day. What fascinated me the most is like, I imagine they're choosing you as slaves so that Can you imagine that, like, they come and count you? Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 10 of you, yeah, carry them and go and give that 16-year-old that I want to toast. And it's like all of you, they're just packing 10 of you each day, and it's just to go and persuade 1 16-year-old to marry you, bro. That's brutal. But Amina was not interested in marrying or putting on to, like, being tied down. She was a very ambitious woman, and she was just like, you know what, no, I don't want all these stuff. Josh, who does this, like, our story, which person does it remind you of?
Daenerys Targaryen.
I swear, that's what I was going to say. Is it Daenerys? Have you Daenerys?
Okay. Oh,
I'm telling
both of them too now. They wanted to toast Daenerys in Game of Thrones too, and Daenerys.
Technically, you're right. But guy, when I was watching, I was like, wait, so she, have you all these people?
And they're saying that's all I was thinking of.
Like, I was like, who write this script? Like, this person must have stolen this story, but the stories get more similar the more we go on. Yeah, so she was refusing proposals from left and right, and sadly, a few years later, like, Amina's parents died, and Amina, it was her time to take the throne and become queen of Zazzau. But can you guess what happened?
Let me guess. A female trying to take the throne in an African community, only one thing could have happened. Are we thinking of the same thing?
No, we never think of the same thing. I don't know what you can be thinking.
Okay, what's coming to my mind, like, maybe the guys, like, you know, like, our fences, like, maybe guys think that, oh, our woman is going to be there, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, basically, that's what happened.
You guys, I'm smart.
You are talking like it's that difficult to decipher what happened. But basically, that's what happened. There was a lot of uproar, a lot of, oh, how can a woman be a queen? And Amina was not although she was a woman of violence, like, but she also didn't want to fight, especially because of most people wanted her brother to take the throne. So she was like, you know what? Take the throne, I don't want it. And I don't know if she said that, I don't want it, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to, you know, channel my inner. I mean, I was like, you know what, take it.
I had a story about Amina herself, that when, like, you were like, you told her to come and present herself, and why she, like, if she really wanted the throne.
Yeah.
When she came back, my name is Amina, and I want the throne. Amina.
Wow. But Loki, that's like high level. That is high level humor there. If you Jesus, you are stupid. Like, I actually was like, I was paying so much attention, because I was like, wow, they're like, I didn't see this one as I didn't come across this when I was doing my own research. That was this, how could I have missed this? Only for you to be good. Anyhow, let's continue. So she didn't cause any trouble or anything. And our brother, Karami, was made the king of Zazzau. And Amina decided to join her brother's army instead. And yeah, so she went to join the military, the army. And since she's comfortable, that's what she even wanted to do. Because all these years, she has always been working on her fighting skill and whatever. But like Amina's brother and her had like one thing in common, aside like the whole blood thing, and it was that they both believed in war, or at least using war to just believed in fighting people that wanted to fight them. Basically, they wanted to expand Zazzau. They wanted to expand the land and whatever. So barely 2 years into his rule, Karami launched like numerous war campaigns, and he had like 4 major war campaigns, and in all these 4 major campaigns, Amina fought in all. And I guess because of she actually fought in the war and the bravery and all that, you know, a skill that the people in battle actually saw. And it didn't even take long for Amina to become like the chief warrior and the commanding officer, the commanding warrior of her brother's army. So she rose to the top of the military. She was highly respected. She got fame from her people because, you know, that's how you're going, you're fighting war, you're coming back, and all the tales of what she, how brave and all the things she did in war would be coming back. And so she was getting a lot of love from whatever, and Karami was still king. But there was no bad blood between the siblings. But unfortunately, even with all these wars that was fought and all this military campaign under Karami's regime, there was little or nothing to show for it. They didn't capture any major land, and Zazao didn't really experience anything. So it was like they were fighting wars, they were winning, but nothing to show for it. Now, sadly, about 10 years into his rule, Karami passed.
Oh,
he died. Yeah, so sad, so sad. Now, after his passing, a new ruler had to be chosen. At first, you know, the same people that came was like, okay, let's look for. But at this point, the people wanted Amina. They were like, why look any further? That Amina is the woman for the job. And, you know, we want Amina. And Amina was, even with all the opposition and everything, she was made the ruler and the queen of Zazao. And
are you serious? I'm shocked that like in that part of like Nigeria, like they make a woman their queen. Like they are like more patriarchal there than
it's even
like, other sides. Like do you get
it's
my
even
point?
You know, I feel
like it's shocking.
Very shocking, especially, but I think the one thing about Amina was that a lot of people didn't see her as a woman. They didn't see her as like a woman. They saw her more as a warrior first. And I guess that's what Amina worked her whole life to be. She was a warrior first before. And like if there was anything to describe Amina, it was a warrior. That was the first thing that comes to you. And I mean, if somebody has been leading you to battle for several years and you people have been victorious and you people have been experiencing all this, you know, progress under, and it's a woman that takes you to war. I mean, it's not that far-fetched to think that you will get respect. But it's very surprising that it happened that far back, like the 1500s. Jige is like still mind-blowing, Sha. But barely 2 months into her reign as queen, Amina immediately like waged a major war on neighboring cities of Zazao. In fact, there's this thing that the first time she addressed her people publicly, one of the first things she said was that she announced that her people resharpened their weapons. So she was just Rocks. All about that war lifestyle. barely 2 months in, she went to, and she led the army herself, even as queen. And she led the army of 20,000 foot soldiers and 1,000 cavalry troops into war. Unlike her brother, honestly, I don't even know.
Like all the story you be saying, she has been, she wants war, she wants violence. Who utter? Like what?
I don't know, bro. Like, I say somebody's in your Bulu Snoof. Say you know Bulu.
Bulu Snoof.
So now, like I said, like unlike her brother, where he didn't really show, like have much to show for it, Amina was very, very successful, and she conquered places like
Guararafa
and Nupe under her rule. Zazao controlled more territory than they have ever controlled before. She was able to conquer major northern states such as Kano and Katsina, and she made all these states pay
I even have a fact. I have a fact.
What?
As Queen Amina waged wars and murdered people, she didn't murder enough names like you are murdering during this podcast.
Nice work. The funny thing is that nice one. Yenta. But the funny thing is that they will not even hear me pronounce all this because I will have, you know, beautiful pronunciation just playing GK. So they'll not hear this.
Wow.
Whatever. Yeah.
You're a fraud.
Yeah. I mean, come and arrest me. So, like I said, she controlled major northern cities and states. And if, especially like one of the more surprising ones was that she was able to conquer Kano, because of Kano has been this like massive state. It has been this fortress for a very long time. And the fact that she was able to, Zazao, don't get me wrong, Zazao was also a major northern state too, but the fact that she not only conquered all these other states but made them pay tribute to Zazao just goes to show how large or how powerful she must have been back then to be controlling this other, getting to be paying tribute to them. Now, even after all this conquering that she was doing, because you know she physically was the one leading, taking her people into battle. So obviously if she leaves Zazao would be vulnerable, but Amina made sure she, all the places she were conquering were protected. That's where she had these walls built that enclosed all the enclosed Zazao and all the cities and towns and anything she conquered, which the walls are still, some of the walls are still standing till today, but wait, a lot of them were destroyed.
Was she the one that built the walls of Kano? Was she the one that built the famous Kano walls?
I don't think she built the walls, those walls, but they are some of the, they are, I think they are called Ganorua Amina, which are like Amina walls still standing till today. Some still standing in some places, like in Zaria, they are still standing. She built all these walls even in places like Kano, concept. But I don't know if it's the same walls. Do you understand?
Do you know something funny about those walls? Like, where there are some sections in those walls that need to play football that made it strong. Do you know what they call them?
What?
Kano pillars. please don't click off this podcast. I beg you, I'm sorry.
Please.
This is the last one, I promise.
I can bet my life nobody's paying any ransom. In fact, I'm sure people will start paying me more to be able to keep me. But anyways, like a funny story about the walls she built in Kano, it was that like when the men of the city of Kano were very like, you understand, they were very angry that how can a woman be doing all this whatever. So Amina was very hostile to the to the men of Kano, and she didn't allow men enter the city. She passed through the walls. But if you're a woman, she was like very, you know, very relaxed. So much so that there were some men that were dressing up as women just to pass through the walls during that time. She had a very funny story share. But yeah, back to the main story. So she built the walls around that served as, you know, a form of physical protection. And again, it's also like, you know what, this area is protected by Queen Amina. She come and mess with us coming to, you understand. So it was like also like a psychological thing too, Sha. So now, even as Amina was queen, obviously, she still received a lot of proposal. People, a lot of people wanted to marry Amina, but Amina was like, she was very afraid of marrying, or very cautious about marrying, because she didn't want, power to be taken away from her or whatever. So it was said that she didn't marry anybody, and it was even, there was this rumor or this story which was like the same thing you said, where she took a new lover in every town that she was in, that she went through. She took a new lover, and And you could say she was a deadly lover because all these lovers experienced the same fate. The following morning, they were beheaded.
So in the words of...
And the reason why she did this... Sorry?
In the words of the legendary knight, Sir David of Stratham, he said, and I quote, "Don't get caught for puss,
don't die for nyash." Yeah, sure, I'm fooling me. Bro, what I'm wondering is that, like, what was she doing that was that special? Because if the story that she beheads her lovers was going around, why would you still go and accept to go and... did you understand?
She probably was asking them for aid and they thought of something else.
I said maybe it makes sense now. Maybe the historians made a mistake that she was like, "Oh, give me head," and they went to moving on. But anyways, Queen Amina died in one of our conquests or attempts in conquering, and I feel like it's really, I guess that's how she would have wanted to die, somebody like her dying in battle and whatever. It's, although people don't know, it's still controversial. A lot of people don't really know which particular war she died in, where, blah blah blah, but it's like everybody seems to agree that she did die in war. But yeah, see, aside the whole war thing, Amina was a very, very good ruler. I mean, she, like, under her rule, Zazzau became a center of trade, and this brought a lot of wealth and riches to the states. She took advantage of her people's, like, superior metalwork skills, and she introduced metal body armor, she introduced iron helmets, she introduced chainmail to her army. She also introduced kola nut cultivation in the areas she controlled. She was a fearsome warrior, an excellent ruler, a deadly lover. And you know, she symbolizes a lot for a lot of people, because like you said, it's quite fascinating and inspiring that far back in states in northern Nigeria, in Nigeria, Africa as a whole, that a woman could rise to power and be one of the most revered and feared. I mean, it's quite unique and inspiring, and just goes to show that, you know what, if you are built different, it's like, bruh. That so much so, in fact, that our people, there is this legendary status she assumed.
Amina Tobokwa Tasanrana.
So Josh, what have you learned so far?
I've learned that Queen Amina was a badass, ambassador for violence and war.
Yeah.
And if you knock her, you die.
One fact. I stayed, there's even an hostel in New Zealand called Queen Amina hostel. I stayed there when I went for some, I think this is an hostel, so me staying there. New Zealand, then to be convinced right now. But I just think like this. The school was empty then, so like it was guys that stayed there.
Okay.
But like we didn't really know the story. Like it was a national like conference. So when we saw like Northerners snapping with the statue there, we were all confused and people were even making jokes, but we didn't really know how legendary she was.
Well, now you know.
Like you get.
Yeah. In fact, in the national, is it the National Theater? It's the National Theatre now. Right at the lawn in front of the National Theatre, there is a statue of Queen Amina riding a horse and holding a sword. Don't say anything. Don't.
Hi.
Josh, no. Yes, okay. No, but yeah, right. So, good. In Lagos, like the National Theatre in Lagos, Shasa. And there are also, I think there's a school in Zaria or there is name. So yeah, she's actually quite legendary and yeah. And all. So what else? I think...
What else? That's all now. That's all. She was the queen of Zaza.
Well, yeah, that's...
That's all now.
Yeah, that's all. So yeah, that's it, ladies.
I don't want you to make me feel dumb.
Make you feel dumb. Wow. How can I?
Never mind. I know where you're going with this. Let's just go on.
Well, that's it, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Share your thoughts with us. What do you guys think? Drop your comments, whatever on our social media at MafejokbamiPod. Remember to stop following your dreams and follow us instead at MafejokbamiPod on Twitter. Well, again, share this podcast if you find
it. And remember to send my ransom to
O264.
Guys, stop beeping my voice now. Remember to send it to 0264.
But anyhow, guys, it's been fun. Remember to drink water, stay jiggy, mind your business. But most importantly, Joe.
Mafejokbamipod.
Yeah.
Mafejokbamipod.
It's okay. Why are you not shouting? All right. Bye-bye, guys.